Okay, the next head coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Chris Holtmann. The Buckeyes are 8-3 on the season. Ohio State will host Appalachian State this upcoming Saturday. Coach Holtmann, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, guys. How are you? Good to be with you.
I'm doing well. Thanks, Coach. And for starting off, could you just start us off with an opening statement on your season thus far, and we'll get to questions from the media.
Sure, yeah. You know, obviously, like most teams, we're kind of a work in progress, and we knew that was going to be the case. And, you know, we've experienced our share of rough patches and a few good moments. So, you know, it's this time of year, I think more than anything, and certainly for us as a coaching staff and as a program, you know, we've been in a little bit of a discovery mode. We're just trying to continue to learn about each other, given when we all started to doing this together. So we're just trying to learn about our group, and they've been a lot of fun to coach, and hopefully we can keep improving, because we know we certainly need to.
Coach, thank you very much. We will now open up the floor to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Chris. I was wondering,
hey,
when you first realized you had to play Jay Sean at the point, or we're going to have to give him some minutes there, how those conversations with him went? Was he surprised by that? I'm sure he was willing to do whatever he needed to do, but being asked to do something kind of drastically different from what he's done in the past, I imagine, was a bit of a shock. So how did this conversation go?
Well, it's usually, you know, when you're asking guys to play down a position, it's usually easier than when you're asking them to play up a position, if that makes sense. You know, everybody kind of loves to play down in a lot of ways in terms. So him playing going from kind of the wing, or, you know, he played a lot of power forward last year to a point, was, I think, exciting to him. You know, when that conversation took place was really pretty early, even dating back into the summer, when we had a chance to kind of look at our roster, the depth, where we had some depth issues, where we have some depth issues, what our needs were going to be. So I was really kind of preparing him as much as you can prepare someone, that we would potentially utilize him in this way. And it is different, because while he's been a guy that's played with the ball in his hands, he's not really been asked to be a playmaker as much as he's going to need to be this year for us, and not as much a primary ball handler. So I think he's adjusted well, and I think the maturation and the growth is just hopefully is going to continue, because he knows he's got some ways to go in that area, but he's been more than willing to do whatever we've asked.
And you have said, obviously, that the lineup situation will be fluid this year. I'm just wondering, maybe under different circumstances with a more balanced roster, are you one to tinker with lineups anyway, or is this an uncomfortable or different situation for you with the way you switch
your
lineups?
You know, I've not ever been one. I think maybe one or two years in my tenure as a head coach has it been kind of set from beginning to end, for the most part, with the exception of an injury or two. I just think ultimately you're usually going to have, you know, 7, 8, 9 player rotation, and typically you have 6 or 7 guys that could play, could start or play starter type minutes. So I think most good teams and good players understand that it could be fluid throughout their, you know, especially early in their career, and it just could be fluid at various times, and they need to be able to handle that the right way. Good players handle that the right way. You know, last year when I was at Butler, our leading scorer came off the bench the last really 12-13 games, and he was terrific. He had an incredible run. So I think, you know, guys, you know, good players respond to that and understand what's best. And usually when they understand their minutes don't get affected too much, they typically can respond the right way.
Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
Your next question is from James Gregor, 11 Warriors.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, outside of Jay Sean and Tata, has there been anyone in your locker room that has maybe stepped up in more of a leadership role to start the season?
I tell you, it's really been those two guys primarily. I think that other guys, whether it's, Cam at times or Joey at times or Andrew Dokic, CJ, all those, you know, those other four probably have all had moments where they've kind of stepped into a bit of an influential role in certain ways. But it's really primarily been led by Kata and Jay Sean. Go ahead.
Oh, and then I was going to say, you mentioned after the William and Mary game that you wanted to see daily improvement over this next week. But in what specific area do you think you see your team need to improve the most before you play?
I think defensively we have to continue to have a better understanding of what we're trying to do from game plan to game to game and from scouting report and game plan and just we need to continue to be committed and our commitment can continue to grow on that end. I think offensively our ball movement and our ability to attack changing defenses, our ability to play with pace offensively and understand what we're trying to do, the quality of shot we're trying to get offensively. And then obviously our ability to make good decisions with the ball and take care of the ball at a higher level. I think that is always going to be really priority number one for us until we get a better handle, better consistent handle on that. So those would be the areas for sure.
Thanks.
Sure.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I know coaches love rankings and things like that. This morning, Andy Katz named you guys as a team that he thinks is going to make the NCAA tournament. And I know we're a long way away from that. But just given what you inherited and all the things that you've had to sort of deal with, when you look at where you are right now, is this ahead of where you thought you might be at this point in the season? Or are you surprised at all with the success that you've had so far?
Well, you know, I tell you, Adam, it's difficult at this point to press the pause button and look at stuff too much, just because I think you're constantly aware as a coach that if you're not growing from day to day and really from moment to moment, not only can you get complacent, but you're going to get lapped. You're going to get passed. Whatever opportunity for growth that you have is going to be lost in that moment, in those days or weeks. So, I don't pay attention to anything regarding rankings this time of year. I don't know our league rankings or there's so many different polls, and obviously got a lot of respect for those guys because they, you know, those people who do those rankings really do pay really close attention to college basketball. But it's so early and there's so much season left to be played for all of us that I would caution anybody to draw too many conclusions from a pretty small sample size right now. Good or bad, right? There's plenty of teams right now that have had a rough start that will be saying come January, wow, that team has, I mean, they have really come on, and there are other teams that will struggle. You know, I think our challenge will always be how we respond to adversity, because that's been our Achilles heel for at least from my observation here in the recent past. So, we'll see. We obviously have had some tough moments this year and responded after a couple tough losses in the right way, and we'll have to do that again at some point. And that'll really end up determining what kind of potential we have as a season. It's a little bit of a long-winded answer. I will tell you that so far I think we're growing, and our chemistry is a real positive force right now. And I think role identification is continuing to be understood. So those are positive things, but we've got such a long way to go.
Thank you, Adam. And, Coach, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. You as well.